For 30 years, Matt Maurer raised crops and livestock on his farm about 10 miles from the Lake Michigan shoreline. Today, he's in his backyard looking at the land now farmed by his daughter and son-in-law. Standing there, he feels a crop they're not harvesting.
The good Lord makes it windy all the time for us, so let's use it, you know? Because I'm like everybody else. When I get up in the morning, I want lights.
Maurer's hoping to put 4 wind turbines on his family's farm near Ludington, Michigan. That would power about 2,400 homes. Nearby, a renewable energy company is working with other farmers to build 100 turbines in the area. Maurer says many of his neighbors want in on the deal because they think wind energy could help save their farms.
It's hard to make a living just farming right now. And I consider the wind one of the crops that we could harvest. It will help keep farmers on the land. Like if in this place, if we could get $7,000 a year, $6,000 a year for 4 of them, that'd make it a hell of a lot easier to keep the people here and farm.
The state government's backing similar projects. It's training financial advisors to show farmers how they can turn a profit with windmills. But not everyone likes the idea. Some people who live in the area around the planned windmills say they're worried the towers would destroy the region's charm. That's linked to property values and to tourism. And they don't like the size of the proposed windmills. Each one would be 400 feet tall. The blades would have a diameter nearly as long as a football field. It's a story that's heard in many places. Cape Cod, Massachusetts, the prairies of Illinois, and around the Great Lakes. For example, a Michigan couple who wanted large-scale turbines on their property ended up losing a court battle against local government that opposed the plan. And 2 turbines already in place in Mackinac City, between Lake Michigan and Lake Huron, have some unhappy neighbors as well. Thomas and Virginia Alexander's home is about 1,500 feet away from the windmills. They're in their 80s, and they both wear hearing aids. But even without them, they say the windmills are loud.
There's things about it we don't appreciate. At times the noise, not always, depending upon the wind and the direction.
Very noisy yesterday. The wind was high and you could really hear them.
Swish, 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 swish.
Windmill developers say the sound is no louder than normal speech. But this noise is different. It goes beyond the frequencies of normal speech. The sound can travel long distances through both the ground and the air. They keep Virginia Alexander awake some nights. Tom and Virginia Alexander's son, Kelly, lives next door with his family. He calls himself a windmill victim. He has this advice for others.
Don't let them go in your backyard. There are places they can go. You don't just put those in somebody's backyard. I don't think it's right.
A lot of people agree with the Alexanders. Even wind energy boosters concede that location is key to successful projects. David Johnson heads up the program for the state of Michigan that's encouraging farmers to allow windmills on their land. He says turbines should be constructed where there's lots of wind and few neighbors. But he says when people say no to windmills, they should consider the alternative.
So does that mean that you should build another big coal-fired plant? Is that the preferable way of doing it with the global warming impacts and the mercury pollution and so on that go with that? Is that the choice that the public wants to make?
States across the nation are struggling to find the right balance between clean energy and the beauty of an uncluttered landscape. Few regulations are in place right now. More and more, communities will be facing the decision of whether clean energy and keeping farmers on the land is worth the price of adding wind turbines to the scenery. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Linda Steffen.